When Anne Hoyt and her husband John started making cheese in Michigan, people were unfamiliar with the variety they made.
People would come to me now and ask us about orange cheese. Do you have any orange cheese? And I would be, well, orange is a color. It's not the name of a cheese.
These days, their cheese is getting quite a bit of recognition, including from the judges at the World Cheese Awards. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Not bad. Everything goes a little bit slower when it's so cold.
Oh, I bet. It's freezing out there.
The equipment and everything, so...
It's like 10 degrees today, Anne.
Yeah, I know. I'm Anne. Anne Hoyt.
Nice to meet you. I'm Dan.
Same here.
It's a little past 8 o'clock, and Anne Hoyt is already in the middle of another day of cheese making. Anne and John Hoyt own Leelanau Cheese Company in Sutton's Bay.
This is my husband, John.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Leelanau Cheese is famous for its raclette.
When people ask what it tastes like, I often say it's between a Gouda and a Gruyere. That's exactly what raclette is.
Just about every other day, they drive their small tanker truck, called the Milky Way, to a local dairy farm. This morning, they picked up about 300 gallons of milk. Back home, they pump the milk through hoses into a giant kettle inside the creamery. They pump the milk slowly. Anne says they don't want to make whipped cream. Then, they pasteurize it.
While you were in the garage earlier, I turned the boiler switch on there, so that gets the steam going, and a big, huge boiler in the back there, so steam is coming through the pipes. And we'll heat to 145 to pasteurize. We'll hold that for 30 minutes.
Raclette comes from Switzerland. It gets its name from the French verb racler, which means to scrape. Folks would put the cheese in front of a fire and then scrape the melted stuff on top of some boiled potatoes. Mix in some pickled gherkins and onions and voila! John Hoyt was in Switzerland working for a winemaker when he experienced a raclette dinner for the first time.
I actually said at that moment, my God, why don't we have this in America?
John loves the aged raclette. That's what he's always trying to steal out of a corner there, a piece of the aged raclette, like he owns the place.
Anne Hoyt was born in France. You might have guessed that.
That French accent, you know.
She met John in Switzerland. She was working as a shepherd, and John was finishing up an apprenticeship with a cheesemaker.
Well, you know, he was young and handsome, and he had an accent, which was just wonderful to have that American accent in the mountains of Switzerland. I mean, so unique. And, I guess we fell in love right there, I think.
The couple eventually moved to Michigan, got married in a Detroit courthouse, and Anne became a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. I'm one of you.
Back in the creamery, John gets ready for the next step after pasteurization.
So what are you doing there, John?
Adding cultures.
It's like a powder?
This is kind of proprietary thing, so I'm not going to get too deep into it. All right.
He sprinkles a packet of freeze-dried powdery stuff into the big kettle of milk. Cultures are basically good bacteria. Since pasteurization kills both good and bad bacteria in the milk, cultures are added to develop the cheese flavor.
It's part of the secret.
Yeah, that's kind of your secret sauce, huh?
Yeah.
The cheese cellar is dug into the side of a hill. This is where the cheese ages.
Ooh, it's bright out there.
It's humid inside, and about 55 degrees. Rows and rows of cheese wheels sit on stacked boards.
So here are my babies. It's a pretty empty cellar right now at this time of the year.
A mild raclette variety spends about 3 months here, while the aged raclette stays about 10 months.
And you can see the difference of colors. Like, this is really white, okay? And as they age, very slowly, they get a little bit darker. They get that beautiful, creamy, yellowish color slowly. This is older. This is younger. You can really see the difference.
John and Ann started their cheese business out of a garage in Omena in 1995. They eventually moved into Black Star Farms for a while, and then to their current location in Sutton's Bay 3 years ago. Their focus has been to specialize, to be good at one or two varieties instead of making a whole bunch of different kinds. And that strategy seems to have paid off as customers from all around the country order cheese from them. And cheese experts have also taken notice. Just a few months ago, Leelanau Cheese Company won a Super Gold Award at the 2016 World Cheese Awards for their mild raclette. The competition was held in Spain and included over 3,000 different cheese varieties from 6 different continents. Winning a Super Gold Award means the cheese was one of the top 66 cheeses overall, and one of only 2 varieties to win from the United States.
It's like winning a gold medal at the Olympic Games, so it's such a great feeling. This is, you know, putting Michigan on the world cheese map. It's just great. It's great.
You can find Leelanau Cheese at many local grocery stores. They also sell at the farmer's market at the Grand Traverse Commons. This is The Green Room. Thanks for listening this week. I'm Dan Wanchura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.